Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm Barbara Carmack, and I absolutely enjoy talking with you every day. I know you're the silent type. But I have a phone number, 1-866-917-7256. You can leave a message and I'll call you back. Now, some of you, I can't call back because I can't get hold of you. You don't leave numbers or anything. I really appreciate it when you leave a number, leave your name and number. And then there's the website, freedomstreet.org. And Darren gave it that name in 1996 when we got our website up and going. So freedomstreet.org, and there you can find newsletter, you can find devotion, the Bible reading for every day. You can find the radio shows and click those on and listen to them again and again. Oh, it's just such a blessing to know that God is in our midst and we are filled with Jesus. When we are filled with Jesus, friend, life is filled with joy. No bad days. We don't have any bad days. I don't have any bad days. Every morning I wake up and say, oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in that. Sunshine, rain, snow, sleet. It's wonderful to know that you've got the joy of the Lord. Oh, thou hast made known to me the path of life. In your presence, Father God, in your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I know coming home late last night, we were at some friend's house watching the beautiful fireworks from Firestone. Oh, just gorgeous fireworks on their deck. And when we were coming home late, we could see fireworks going off all along the Front Range. It was just a beautiful sight. People celebrating, and I didn't mind at all. They were popping off after midnight. It was okay. I lay in bed and just enjoyed the Lord and talked with Him and said scripture with Him. I'm not going to get upset and, I can't get to sleep. Oh, they're keeping me awake. No more. I've had those days, and they're gone. I agree with the Lord God that I'm not going to have that kind of language that gets me into a funk. I've had that, and it's not going to be there anymore. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And as I said before, if you want to give some I don't give out loans. online donations, you can go to freedomstreet.org, and there's a little precious little button says donate, and you can donate. Yes, you can, any amount, and I appreciate it so much. I do during this time. It's just so much better to give than to receive. It truly is. And I have learned that long time ago. I learned that, and I continue to do that. And God continues to bless. Absolutely. As we're learning Psalm 91, we know that He keeps the disease away. He keeps the terror by night away. He is our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. The meeting is this Saturday, July 9th. It's our monthly Call to Freedom meeting. And there is a difference. See, Call to Freedom, I want to just explain just for a few minutes. FreedomStreet.org is part of the Fire and Rain Ministry, which Darren made a 501c3. He knew all the legal steps to do that. I just sat in the car and read the word while he went into all these federal buildings and got it done, Secretary of State and everything. So we organized and got together Fire and Rain Ministries, the fire of Holy Spirit in our hearts, help us to reign as kings and priests on this earth. I believe it's still, after 30 years, it's still the most beautiful corporation that I know of. And it, within that corporation, then we started freedomstreet.org on our website. And then our radio shows were DBAs. That's not the corporation, but their names are within the corporation. And then when Darren left and went to heaven, then the Lord gave me Call to Freedom. And we still use that. We call you to freedom, friend, every day. So this Saturday, July 9th, is our monthly Call to Freedom meeting. And we will be meeting for breakfast at 8:30 and then music with Bible study at 10 o'clock. It will be a warm day, and it's going to be a wonderful day, a sunny day. God is such a great and awesome God, and He wants to be a part of your life. As we were watching the fireworks last night, we said, you know, these are absolutely beautiful, but what's heaven going to be like? What's heaven going to be like? Oh, so come expecting a great change in your life. If you would like to bring a side dish for lunch, you don't have to. If you'd like to bring a side dish and your last name begins with A through M, bring a salad. And those whose last name begins with N through Z, bring a dessert or your favorite dish, whatever. But we will have good fellowship on the patio. And I hope you will plan to join us. Call me at 1-866-917-7256. I hope to see you this Saturday, July 9th. I'm looking forward to it. And our memory verse, we're continuing in Psalm 91. Started with the first verse a couple weeks ago. And I'm going to say the whole 91, 1 through 6, through the by the New American Standard. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is He who delivers. He delivers, He saves you, He snatches you from the enemy's clutches. He will deliver you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence or disease or plague. You don't have to fear those folks. You do not. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you may seek refuge. I told you last week that this is not the fact that God has wings per se, but it's under the wings of the cherubim within the Ark of the Covenant where you sit with God on high. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. Verse 5 and 6 this week. They're short. They're great, powerful scriptures. Verse 5 and 6 of Psalm 91, you will not be afraid of the terror by night or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. Now, in the Message translation, here is verse 5 and 6 of Psalm 91. Fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night. Now, we're not in a place where you see wild wolves, but in Montana or Wyoming, they've got wild wolves. And I think they've sent some wild wolves down in the mountains of Colorado and the western slope. But we don't have the wild wolves around here. We have coyotes, but not wild wolves. But He's going to protect you no matter what. Not flying arrows by day, not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. The Passion says of verse 5 and 6, you will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Some of you fear that. Some of you have to have music on all night. You have to have your TV on. You've got to have the lights on. I remember when I was a little girl, I appreciate it when I had the lights on, but Mom and Dad didn't think I needed lights, so I just huddled under the covers of my bed. But you don't have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing, whether by night or by day. Demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will you be troubled by the powers of evil launched against you, because you're covered with the mighty blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And from the Living Translation, Psalm 91, 5 through 6 says, do not be afraid of the terrors of night or the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. That's one thing I did not fear. from the moment from March 2020 when they had all the lockdown and everything. No, I did not fear it. I did not allow those thoughts to come into my mind. What if? What if? What? Oh, it might. What if? No, I don't have those kind of words in my vocabulary, friends. I do not. I've been through enough of that scary, fearful kind of emotion. I don't want it anymore. It's not a part of me. I was going to talk about July 4th and thought about the Statue of Liberty that John and I sang so many times at so many 4th of July celebrations when we had just moved back from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So this is 50 years ago. My dad said to me one night, the couriers are in town. Do you want to see them? And I was all for that. Dad and I were always going to concerts. He just loved them. So we went to hear them at a large church in Greeley. And that night they sang for the first time, "We have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship him." Still love that song. As well as the Statue of Liberty. I was enthralled by the words, the descriptive words of that beautiful song. They were a gifted trio already well known in churches in the U.S., and they made a final bow of that great patriotic song in 2014, having sung it for over 40 years. They're gray-haired now. If you look them up and Google the Couriers, C-O-U-R-I-E-R, they're gray-haired. One of them has gone to be with Jesus, and Neil Enloe, who wrote that beautiful song, is still part of that group. I don't know if they have a duet now or what they do, but I wanted you to hear this beautiful song by the Couriers. God bless you.
I will honor
Oh, hallelujah. I clap. I praise God. Oh, those men had wonderful anointed voices. Oh, and we can be strong like Moses was strong till the day he went to be with the Lord. We do not have to give in to weakness and disease and illness. Oh, God bless them. Oh, what a privilege. I'm so glad to be called a Christian. As the statue liberates the citizen, so the cross liberates the soul. Don't listen to all that negative news on the air or anywhere. Even your neighbors. Don't listen to your friends. Don't listen to the downers. Oh, I want people that are uplifting and edifying. I truly do. I hope you enjoyed the Statue of Liberty as much as I did. Praise the Lord. My confession for today by Rick Renner. Whoa. I confess that I am guarded and protected by the powerful peace of God. Oh, that peace that surpasses all understanding that will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, friend. That's that kind of peace that comes only from God. It rises up to dominate my mind, it controls my thinking, and it determines the condition of my life and the environment where I live and work. I am unaffected by the circumstances that surround me, for this supernatural peace stands at the gate of my mind and emotions to monitor everything that tries to access me. So all these thoughts that come into your mind, and they're coming all day long. They're coming like a flood all day long. You set up that standard of the Word of God. Ah, may the peace of God that passes all understanding surround my heart and my mind. Put your hand up to your mind and my mind against all these threats, all this negative junk that's coming my way. I just let it go in Jesus' name. You know, you press that delete button. Delete, delete, delete. Oh, I am unaffected by the circumstances that surround me. Oh, and the gate of my mind is protected by the wonderful Word of God. Because no fretting, anxiety, panic, or worry is allowed to enter me. I remain free, calm, and peaceful, even in difficult situations that in the past would have upset me. You're a different person today. And like Rick Renner says, even those difficult situations that used to upset me, think of what God has brought you through and how you're standing strong against some of those things that you used to be weak against. You used to cringe and cry and be fearful, but now you are a different person in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. In Him you live and move and have your being. If you think about what used to upset and worry you, you realize that, yes, Lord, you have blessed me and matured me, and I am a more peaceful person. You serve a God of peace, and you are an ambassador of peace to others. When you come into a crowd or a fellowship or go see a neighbor or visit, you can bring that peace along with you. So there'll be no strife, no discouragement in that group that you're talking to. As my friend Jeff just last night was praying over the food, and he said, Father God, thank you that no discouragement will be in this group in Jesus' name. Oh, I love that. No discouragement, no unhappiness. As I said before, you know, I was going to talk about the 4th of July and realizing that everything that has been said about this great country, it's wonderful. I'm not going to listen to all the junk. I'm not. And a lot of that junk comes from actors and actresses. Who on earth gave them the authority to tell me if I should be sad or glad? All these Hollywood people, they have no influence in my life at all. None at all. They're actors. And then I realized our reading on the 4th was so appropriate. As I was reading 1 Kings 17, Holy Spirit told me, this is the way God's people fight against the enemy and his forces. This is Elijah. And I believe we were done talking and had enough meetings to reach to the clouds. We need to start being doers of the word and not hearers only. We need the Elijahs in this world to confront and eliminate the evil and wickedness. In James 5, I'll read James 5, verse 16 through 18. Elijah is a person just like you and me. Just like you and me. And it says here in James 5, 16 through 18, make this your common practice. That means you learn from this and you do it every day. Confess your sins to each other when you know you've sinned. Father, forgive me. Go to 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us and keep us on cleansing from unrighteousness. So you confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. Whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. Elijah, and it mentions in the 17th verse of James 5, Elijah, for instance, human just like us, prayed hard that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't rain. Not a drop for 3.5 years. Then he prayed it would rain, and lo and behold, it did. The showers came and everything started growing again by Elijah's words, not God's word, Elijah's words. And why did God use Elijah? There's one word that pops out in this whole 17th chapter of 1 Kings, obedience. Every time God said, you go here, you go there, you go see King Ahab, what did he do? He did it. He didn't hesitate. He didn't falter. He said, is this the Lord speaking? No, he didn't. He did not hesitate. He immediately did what God said. And it happened. Elijah the Tishbite, and I'm reading from the first verse of 1 Kings 17, from among the settlers of Gilead. He was probably from the school of prophets, which is mentioned in 2 Kings. He confronted Ahab. As surely as God lives, the God of Israel, before whom I stand in obedient service, in obedient service. The next years are going to see a total drought, not a drop of dew or rain unless I say otherwise. I say. God then told Elijah, get out of here fast, after he talked to King Ahab, because King Ahab was a wicked king. He had murdered so many people already. So he headed east and hid out in the Kirith Ravine on the other side of the Jordan River. And you can drink fresh water from the brook. I've ordered the ravens to feed you. And verse 5 of 1 Kings 17, yep. Elijah obeyed God's orders. He went and camped in Kirith Valley, and he had enough food and enough drink. But then the brook dried up because of the drought. Some of you have had to go without. You go, what, Lord, what happened? What's going on here? God is leading you in a new direction. God jerked me around 30 years ago. And I left a retail business and everything that entailed, all the books and everything, and I went into ministry with a new husband. Sometimes God has to jerk us out of our comfort zones, out of our familiarity. And so he said, get up, go to Zarephath in Sidon and live there. I've instructed a woman who lives there. What did he do? He got up and went to Zarephath. Now, this was not part of Israel. This was a foreign country. It's like us going, okay, Barbara, you get up and you go to Mexico. I want you to minister to the people there. I think I would. Is this you, Lord? Are you speaking? And he met a woman gathering firewood for the last time before they died. And as she went to get it, he called out, and while, please bring me a little water in a jug. I need a drink. And this strange woman listened to him. And she went to get it, and he called out, oh, and while you're getting that drink, bring me a sandwich. Hello, you're a stranger here. I don't know you. The audacity of that man. She said, I swear, as surely as your God lives, I don't have so much of as a biscuit. You know the rest of the story. I need an hour here. And so she did. She obeyed the man's words, gave him a sandwich and a drink of water. And you know what? Elijah said, don't worry about a thing. Go ahead and do what you said. And the word of God of Israel says, the jar of flour will not run out and the bottle of oil will not become empty before God sends rain on the land and ends this drought. And she went and did exactly as Elijah said. And they, the three of them, lived on this wonderful provision that God had provided. It's the same way with you, friend. The same way with you. Oh, it's been so good being with you today. Kimberly and I will be on the air tomorrow. God bless you. Remember the meeting on Saturday. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.